Yo, get this. Jacqueline Novak's book is on sale right now for $2. All digital, any like for a digital book, not like a book book. But like if you go to iBooks or Kindle, or if you have some weird one that you do that you're like, oh no, this is the best one, but nobody knows, but whatever. It's $2. Fucking buy it. Just buy it. If you buy it, let me know. And I'll say thank you on the show. That's pretty good. That's a, I mean, it's like an extra thing. I don't, I'll just take you at your word. You don't have to send me like a receipt or something like that. I think that would be, but why would you lie to me about that? Just let me know. I'd like to know. All right. Everybody's talking about knee bending today. Everybody, that's the. I don't want to get into the Trump thing. He's a fucking idiot. That's all there is to say. Like every time, like every day, it's just like, oh yeah, he's still a fucking asshole, dummy. I don't even understand. Why do they play the national anthem before a sporting, like it's not a military event. It becomes this whole weird, like twisted. It's like, because I feel like, where do they do that before swimming? Like, if you go to a swimming event, do they do it? Or maybe like extreme frisbee? You know, those extreme frisbee teams. Do they do a national anthem? When I was a kid, I played soccer for, I'm going to say 2 years, between the ages of maybe 7 and 9. And I don't remember a national anthem at the beginning of that. I mean, you're not going to pull in a band and everything for every group of kids playing. So I don't know what, if every sport has it. Soccer, does soccer have it? Because soccer is really a European thing, isn't it? The European football, I guess they do it over in Europe. They do national anthems before every event too. And then if you're playing like hockey, they got to do a Canadian one if there's a Canadian team. I just don't understand. It's, I don't understand what the sporting events have to do with the national anthem. Because you're fighting most of these things, you're fighting another city in America. It's to America. It's like a, is it this like a civil war where we're, it's like New York is fighting Boston. I don't know, it's a, but and I don't even see why taking a knee is such a, like that's a, I mean if somebody was given the finger, even still, what does that mean? I don't, but taking a knee almost seems, that's harder than standing. Because you got to get down there and you got to get back up. You got to start out, you got to stand up. So you already stood. Then you got to go down to the knee. And on one knee, that's even harder than two knees. Then you still got to get back up. I mean, these are professional athletes. They're not having a hard time. But I'm saying for, you know, I could do it. I, you know, I stretch. I exercise. But I would think for a lot of people, it would be very difficult. Maybe not very. I'm saying more than just standing. In Game of Thrones, it's all about bending knee. That's all they want, these people. They want, hey, bend the knee, bend the knee, bend the knee. All right. Just, I'm for it, obviously. Why wouldn't I be? I'm for all protest. Boycotting, if you're boycotting the NFL because you don't like that, I'm for that protest. I disagree with you, but I'm for a protest. I think everybody should always be protesting all the time. Why not? What else is there to do? Get mad. I'm always angry. I don't, and I have no, and I live the most leisurely life you could imagine, and yet furious. All right, let's look at the news, and then it's Sunday. I got to go to the movies. Beautiful day out. I'm going to go see Stronger. Talk about patriotism. Stronger, about the guy, he was in the Boston Marathon. And I don't know, it's supposed to be a good movie. I hear I don't know much about it. I know what happened to the Boston bombing, but I don't want to know what happened to this guy. I know something bad. But then he's good. I don't. Human computer. Katherine Johnson opens NASA research facility named in her honor. That sounds great. NASA. Human computer. Oh, is this one of the Hidden Figures women? I want to watch that movie, Hidden Figures, but I didn't see it in the theater. And every time, you know, when you go to watch something on, I think it's on, it might be on one of the Stars. It might be on Stars. But when I'm looking for a movie like on the Roku to watch, I don't feel like historical drama is really where it's at for me. I'm usually looking for something a little, but I should watch this movie. Then I'll be able to enjoy more about this. She's 99 years old. I don't know if I... What's 99 look like? Do they have a picture of her? And that's a YouTube video. I don't know if I want to make it to 99. You know why? Because when you're at 99, how much pressure is there not to die? And you really, if you don't make it to that 100, you must feel like, ah, Jesus, I couldn't make it to that one. I just wanted to make it to the 100. And then when you're at 100, everybody's like, die already. No one even cares. If you die after that, nobody even, everybody's like, oh, good. Finally. Birth control vending machines installed on college campuses. What do they got? They got Plan B in there? Because the condoms should be free, but I guess who wants free condoms? They always smell. You see, Dave's students, morning after pill, condoms, and pregnancy tests inside the convenience of a vending machine. Well, that's the thing. If you're getting condoms in the or Plan B, that's fine. But when you're putting change in for that pregnancy test, that's a lot of, you pump a quarters in that machine. You're hoping nobody comes by, and you're hitting that B7. They're like, oh, so that's what you're here for. Still a good idea, but just give out the get a. You know, subsidize it somehow. Get some brand name condoms, not the freebies. You know, some like a Dorex, and hand them out. Because most of the kids still aren't going to use them. Stanford acid attack. Police arrest 15-year-old boy after 6 injured near Westfield Center. Oh, gee. Stratford. Oh, this is in... this is in England. No offense to Rob from Brighton, but when something happens in England, I'm less interested. And I like England. See, boy beaten with hammer while protecting sister dies. Whew. That's a tough one. Where was this? Sacramento, California. The grandmother of an 8-year-old boy is grieving after he was beaten to death with a hammer while trying to protect his young sister from molestation. Whew. People are garbage. That's all that. That's all I read there is people, garbage. We all should. Maybe I'm Trump and Kim Jong Un. They know better than everybody. They said people just need to be. We need to get rid of people. For, you know what? Everybody, this is. We're gonna be done in just a second. Where are we at here? All right, we're gonna finish with this. First of all, again, $2. Buy Jacqueline Novak's book on any one of those Kindle iBooks, and let's everybody give $5. Everybody give $5. I'm gonna give $5 right now to help Puerto Rico. I don't know, to Red Cross or whatever, because it's nobody seems to be. Everybody's talking about all this other Trump shit. Puerto Rico's fucked up from this hurricane, so. And Maria really fucked them up. And they've been... it's terrible over there. So let's all give $5. All right? Is that... If we'll give a buck. Give whatever you can. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.